had to go through a lot of that
also
growing up around in San Francisco. As an example, when I was about 8 or 9 years old, one of the first... I wanted to be independent. I'm jumping around a little bit because I'm based on things that come to mind. During World War II, they had rationing. Food was rationed, clothing was rationed. In order to buy things, the government issued coupons and things like that. So if my mother wanted to buy me a pair of shoes, she had to use certain coupons, and you can only buy a limited amount. So I felt kind of bad about the fact that, you know, if I wanted a toy, if I wanted a bicycle or something like that, I was ashamed to ask my mother to buy this for me because I knew that, you know, she had to use certain coupons, and once you're out of those coupons, then you couldn't buy anymore. You were limited for that month. And you couldn't buy food, you couldn't buy sugar, you couldn't buy butter, you couldn't buy meat, things like that. You could only buy a certain amount. So I wanted to be independent and earn my own money so I could buy my own toys or whatever I wanted. So about 8 or 9 years old, I decided to get a job delivering newspapers. At that time in San Francisco, there was a newspaper called the Paul Bulletin. So I was delivering newspapers, and, you know, we get paid for doing that. Now, I was doing good, but, you know, I had to do a lot of walking. So I figured, well, okay, I'm going to be enterprising. I asked my supervisor, I said, gee, you know, can you assign me one of those tall apartment house buildings in San Francisco so that way I can deliver a lot of newspapers and I don't have to walk as much. I can ride up and down the elevators and deliver papers. So he says, yeah, okay. So he took me to one of these big apartment houses down in the North Beach area. And he said, okay, you better go in and you better introduce yourself to the building manager so that he knows who you are and so forth and so on. I said, okay. So I went in and I knocked on the door. The building manager opened the door and he says, what do you want? I said, well, I'm going to be your new paper boy. And, you know, some people like to have the papers delivered on their doorstep. Other people like to have it delivered in the mailbox. And I just want to, you know, let you know who I am. And if I can find out from you who wants the papers delivered on the doorstep and who wants them in the mailbox. And all this time I'm talking to him, he's giving me that funny look, you know, look on his face as though, what are you doing here? He didn't say that, but then he just said, who gave you permission to deliver newspapers in his building? And I said, well, I asked my supervisor, and he said, you know, yeah, you're right, but I have to check with you first. He says, where's your supervisor? I says, out in the truck. He says, go call him. So I went and called him. He came in, the supervisor says, what's the problem? And he says, who said this boy could deliver newspapers in this building? He says, I don't want this boy in here. I want an American boy.